Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy said the state will appeal the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' rejection of a key permit for the proposed pebble mine, calling the decision flawed, and said the state has to keep a federal agency from using the regulatory process to prevent the state from fulfilling a mandate to develop its natural resources. In November, the Corps determined the project was contrary to public interest, a finding lauded as the right one by Alaska's U.S. senators. The Corps' decision stood out following the release of an environmental review last summer that the developer of the pebble mine saw as positive and laying the groundwork for key federal approvals. Canadian-based Northern Dynasty, which owns Pebble Limited Partnership, also will pursue an appeal. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said the Bristol Bay watershed supports the largest sockeye salmon fishery in the world and contains significant mineral resources. President-elect Biden last year said that if he was elected, he should work to stop the project. Biden takes office later this month. The Trump administration has moved to open additional land for oil and gas development in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. They held an oil and gas lease sale in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and announced plans to lift restrictions on logging and building roads in the Tungus National Forest in southeast Alaska. The decision on Pebble was seen by many as an outlier. Full details at RadioKenai.com.
The storage-slash-garage building at the rear of United Rentals in Soldotna was destroyed in a fire on Friday night, leaving loss to property as well as equipment. Central Emergency Services Chief Roy Browning told KSRM at the scene that around 35 firefighters responded to the blaze. What ignited the fire is still under investigation, but the fire quickly spread through the upper portion of the building from one side to the next, leading to the inevitable collapse of most of the building. Browning confirmed that the effort was a collaborative effort between CES, Nikiski Fire, and Kenai Fire. In fact, all three fire chiefs were present at the scene. As the fire quickly spread within the building, the effort became more about containment, according to Browning. Not only did they need to ensure the embers did not cause adjacent fires to ignite, but they also had to watch for the potential impact on power lines if portions of the building were to fall and hit power poles operated by Homer Electric Association. Bruce Shelley with HEA told KSRM on Monday that all was well on that front, but that HEA had a team on scene.
Our teams came out, so we worked hand in hand with our EMS services. They immediately contact us. When there's a fire like that, there's always that concern of safety for the firemen. Think about that, you know, if there's hot wires and that. So they know, firemen know where to turn off some main disconnects that you could do as a homeowner. But, you know, once it gets past that, then they rely on us. So they let us know. We dispatch. So we were out there, I'm sure, in the area. I saw some different things going on with that.
Stay with KSRM for continued updates on this developing story. For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.